Okay, great. I'm Aaron Escher with Washington State University. I'm going to be talking about effective pesticide education. I think this is a pretty common scene for a lot of extension personnel, lending a hand to pesticide education. We have a group, an audience here, and a presenter going through the realm of talking about education, pesticides, and the applications and things like that. And this group looks pretty familiar, I think, to a lot of people. You got the guy over here doodling, she's in awe. This guy's stressing to stay awake, and you got the people hanging across the back of the room hoping they don't fall over. In a lot of instances. And when you look at Washington State, I don't think it's dissimilar from a lot of the other states, but to get pesticide credits, which all farmers and applicators need, is you have to, for a course, you have to have a minimum of 100 minutes of pesticides education to receive 2 credits. So just doing the math, that's 2 50-minute presentations, or you can do some realm within that. And this is a pretty common agenda for a lot of our workshops, whether or not it's an extension-based workshop, or often we get invited to talk to a lot of other grower meetings, industry grower meetings. Right here we have a 15-minute introduction, and we have all these 45-minute presentations with some coffee in between. Another 45-minute, and then a 15-minute closing remarks. I think that's not different from what a lot of you guys participate in. However, the adult attention span, some stuff says the adult attention span is 20 minutes. Some of the more current research, though, says it's 20, 10, or even 5 minutes. I went to a presentation this morning on Twitter, and they were suggesting it may even be less than 5% or 5 minutes now. So by now, you guys are already half of your tuned out. So our overall, though, our attention span is going down and down and down. However, pesticide education has to be a 50-minute presentation. That's a problem. When you look at it, this is a very ineffective model to delivery. To deliver high-quality pesticide education. I've sat through enough PowerPoint presentations myself, going through it. No, regardless of the presenter's skills, you know, I can do things where I change after every 10 minutes. I'll change my backgrounds from my introduction to my material and methods and try to change things around and move, do my introductions here, come over there and do a material method. You can do little tricks, but still, it's hard to keep an audience's attention for that timeline. A second limiting factor is the audience has minimal input on what educational topic they're here to deliver. You guys are here because you looked at a book and there's all kinds of other choices, so you're here. You're not a trapped audience necessarily, like a lot of these guys are. So, who have no input on what they're going to receive for the day. They just want to know they're going to get pesticide credit, some good food, and a little bit of BS and catch up on some gossip. Okay, so what if we can take 4 presentations that are eligible for pesticide credits here, all 4 separate subjects, and if we can package it together and then let the audience choose what they want to listen to, quick, efficient, and easily. I know there's a lot of extension personnel in our state and in the West that utilize Turning Point technology, and most of the people use it for program evaluation. I have a question. Did you like my presentation today? Press 1 or 2. Did you gain knowledge that's going to help me get promotion? Press 1 or 2. You know, was the room warm enough? 1 or 2. Yes or no? How many of you use Turning? Anyone here use Turning Point, the clicker technology? I've really liked it because I don't use it just for the evaluation. I really use it to actively engage the audience. Is one thing I found it to be fascinating with, and to help get my points across with growers and what I want them to walk out the door with. One of the other things I found out about it is there's a piece within it, a feature called conditional branching. This allows the audience to control the order of the slides being presented based on the response. And you can set it up using definition conditions, and when they're satisfied, it'll advance to that set of slides. So, like, for this audience, do you want to listen to this? If the majority of you vote for it, it'll go right to that presentation. how-to on conditional branching. I'm going to apologize. I have this sitting on my desk, a stack of papers with these two pieces on it, of where to go to it. But if you do just a YouTube search, I found it from this little guy who does YouTube on conditional branching, a search, and he's the fellow that helped me figure out how to do a conditional branching. And it didn't take that long, and it actually has been pretty nice. So one of my slides, I do my introduction slide. Hello, I'm Aaron Esser, WSU Extension. I'm here to make sure you guys are the world's smartest people out there growing your crops. And what do you want me to talk about today? Soil pH, grain protein management, wireworm update, and no-till fallow management. Instead of a 50-minute presentation on wireworms, which would be riveting, trust me, you get to choose. And these are 15-minute, taking those a 50-minute presentation and breaking them down into a 15-minute presentation. You're like here at this meeting. How many, all these presentations now are going to 5-minute speed science type stuff. So why not give that to your growers and let them choose what they want to listen to? You guys get to choose what you want to listen to at this meeting. You can get out and leave, go to somewhere else. You can do that. So you get 4 or 5 talks that you can have them choose, and in a lot of time, you can get through 2, 3, or 4 of them, whatever. Okay, so what do you want me to listen to? They use the response card. The very first time I did this, this is what it came up as. There's I have 100 response cards out there. There's 140 people looking at me, and it comes up 32% tie. I'm like, oh, poop. I don't know what's going to happen now. I wasn't anticipating a tie, and I never practiced for a tie. And I just hit go, and it went to, I think it went to grain protein management. Okay, so I gave my 15-minute spiel on grain protein management. Then at the end of that talk, it says, now what do you want me to listen to? Soil pH, wireworm update, no-till fallow. Then they picked wireworm update, and I went through that one. We still had some time left. I asked them again, what do you want me to choose? And then they picked no-till fallow management. So they got a little bit of input on what they wanted their education on. And it wasn't a long 50-minute presentation on wireworms, which is riveting. So as an extension educator, some of the advantages, you can still deliver that presentation to gain the quality that you need for deliver the pesticide credits. You can do 3 different short targeted topics that are more relevant to the audience, which is a good thing. This also works as a needs assessment. If you're using this set of presentation at 5, 6, 7 different meetings and everyone's choosing wireworm management, then your program may shift and do more focus on wireworm management, your research, your topic, and your outreach. If no one's picked soil pH, and that's the one you really liked and you were hoping everyone was going to pick soil pH, then you may want to drop it and get rid of that and put something else in. So it really works as far as the needs assessment as well, without going through a lot of that cumbersome stuff of asking people a lot of questions. Some of the disadvantages, it can sometimes take more time to put a presentation together. You know, if you have that canned wireworm presentation, you got it ready to go. Out the door, someone calls, need pesticide credits, we'll call, have to deliver, and you're out the door. You can take a little bit more time to prepare. Sometimes it's difficult to take a 45, 50-minute presentation and condense it down to 15 minutes. You know, and sometimes you have to broaden your knowledge. Maybe you don't know a lot about soil pH. Maybe you don't know a lot about stripe rust. But those are some of the issues out there and you think that the growers may want to hear about. And this one here was the one that really struck me, and I kind of didn't anticipate this. Inevitably, you have a handful of participants who desired to hear the information on the topic that wasn't selected. You know, in that one meeting, soil pH wasn't selected. I had 7 people up there meet me in the back of the room, tying me up, saying, I wanted to know about soil pH. What do you have on soil pH? And so I had to give them a quick, in the back of the room, spill on soil pH. So that's one of the cool things to see out of this is some people, even though it wasn't selected, they were still pretty passionate about it. So in conclusion, the conditional branching option within the Turning Point technology really allows the audience to customize and retain their learning experience. And with that, thank you and enjoy the rest of the meeting. Any questions? If you don't use Turning Point, I know there's a lot of colleagues of mine say, well, I don't use Turning Point. There's an app for that and stuff. And one of the presentations I give on pesticides is there's an app for that. and go through 50 minutes of apps that are used for pesticide education. And there are apps for Turning Point that do some of the same things, but there's these features within Turning Point, I think, that can really take a PowerPoint to a whole new level. So, yeah?
Have you tried to use the smartphones instead of the Turning Point?
And that's kind of what I was getting at there with the apps, and there are the smartphones. If I was using an audience with of high schoolers and 20-year-olds, I think that would be excellent. Where I'm dealing with 30, 40, 60-year-olds, trying to get them out to use their cell phones and stuff and trying to text may not be my best. I can give them a little cheap calculator and make jokes about it and stuff, and that works, but trying to get them to use their phones, half of them are going to be going, is this going to cost me? Is this going to be using my data plan? And so I haven't gone there with that particular audience. If I had a different audience that I was delivering these presentations to, I'd really like to explore those more. But with my audience, they're not ready for it yet. So the little cheap calculators that don't change your TV channel, won't open your garage door, work the best for them. So, thank you.
Good. Any further questions? Okay. Thank you very much, Aaron. And